Chapter 8. Looking forward to the shepherd's arrival, the eager girl pictures their meeting and says, "The Shulamite. Oh, that you were as my brother, who nursed from the breasts of my mother. When I should find you without, I would kiss you, yes, none would despise me for it." Psalm 143, 6. Verse 2. "I would lead you and bring you into the house of my mother, who would instruct me. I would cause you to drink of spiced wine and the juice of my pomegranates." To the daughters of Jerusalem, she musingly added. Verse 3. "Oh, that his left hand were under my head, and that his right hand embraced me." Exodus 19:4, Deuteronomy 33:27. Verse 4. "I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that you never again attempt to stir up or awaken love until it pleases." Verse 5. The ardent shepherd lost no time in coming for his loyal bride-to-be, and soon they were on their journey to her home. Seeing them approaching, some observer greeted them by saying, "Whom is this who comes up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved?" And as they sighted the home of her childhood, the shepherd said, "The shepherd. Under the apple tree I awakened you. There your mother gave you birth, there she was in travail who bore you." Verse 6. "Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is strong as death, jealousy is as hard and cruel as Sheol, the abode of the dead. Its flashes are flashes of fire, a most vehement flame, a very flame of the Lord." Isaiah 49, 16, Deuteronomy 4, 24, 1 Corinthians 10, 22. Verse 7. "Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. If a man would offer all the goods of his house for love, he would be utterly scorned and despised." Verse 8. "Gathered with her family and the wedding guests in her mother's house, the bride said to her stepbrothers, 'The Shulamite. When I was a little girl, you said, we have a little sister, and she has no breasts. What shall we do for our sister on the day when she is spoken for in marriage?'" Verse 9. "If she is a wall, discreet and womanly, we will build upon her a turret, a dowry, of silver. But if she is a door, bold and flirtatious, we will enclose her with boards of cedar." Verse 10. "Well, I am a wall with battlements, and my breasts like the tower of it. Then was I in the king's eyes, one to be respected and allowed to find peace." Verse 11. "Solomon had a vineyard at Baal Hamon. He let out the vineyard to keepers. Everyone for the fruit of it was to bring him 1,000 pieces of silver." Verse 12. "You, O Solomon, can have your 1,000, and those who tend the fruit of it 200, but my vineyard, which is mine, with all its radiant joy, is before me." Verse 13. Then the bridegroom, so long in the background, said to his bride, "The shepherd. O you who dwell in the gardens, your companions have been listening to your voice, now cause me to hear it." And a voice came forth from the throne, Revelation 19:5, 7-9, saying, "Give to our God all ye his servants, and you who fear him both small and great. Let us rejoice and be exceeding glad, and let us give the glory unto him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And it was given unto her, that she should array herself in fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. And he said to me, Right blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied are they who are bidden to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true words of God." Joyfully, the radiant bride turned to him, the one altogether lovely, the chief among 10,000 to her soul, and with unconcealed eagerness to begin her life of sweet and intimate companionship with him, she answered, "Make haste, my beloved, and come quickly like a gazelle or a young hart and take me to our waiting home upon the mountains of spices." Revelation 22:20, "He who testifies to these things says, Surely I am coming quickly." Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.